from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, baby. Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. An epic Cowboys practice today. We'll talk more about the takeaways on that coming up at 6:20. Deliver a little bit of a C-note for you. Cowboys news of the evening is on the way here in about 20 minutes. Right now, it's a proper round tripper. Let's go around the bases. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Brian?
Hey, can I say something real quick? Because yeah. I missed it today in Krusty's Corner.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say hello to my friends at Dallas College?
Hello, friends.
Where your future begins here.
Yeah,
I just want to say hello to them and thank them for coming. I missed them today because of Rangers baseball, but just want to say thanks to Dallas College.
Well done, sir. Very classy of you. Pro broadcaster Brian Broaddus. Time now for some baseball content. Here's Wolchuk.
Well, speaking of those Texas Rangers, you're on your home of the World Series champs. They lost today 10-1. In other news... We had Jackson Holliday.
Is that all we need to do on that?
Yeah, that's what we're going to saw. I don't, you know, this is just a rough patch.
Did Jackson Holliday get called up?
1-5. Okay,
yeah,
so
dude,
this
freaking mashed.
He did. So Jackson Holliday gets recalled today. What does
today,
he do?
Grand slam.
Grand slam, right. Baby. Grand style for the return for Jackson
Why don't you
Holliday.
Sit down over there.
Just hours after he gets officially recalled, he ends up hitting the grand slam in the fifth inning, 10-4. O's beat the Blue Jays, his first career major league home run.
Well, somebody beat the Blue Jays?
And it ends up being for a grand slam.
That's crazy. I thought that was one of those historic, like, never going to take an L kind of teams.
Yeah.
Those Blue Jays,
162-0.
Yeah. It is pretty amazing.
Felt like they were about to go on one of those undefeated kind of streaks to close it down. We'll see in October kind of deal.
I know.
But, pretty much straight of winning.
Unfortunately, hey, you know what? You can't beat them all. And now the Rangers are going to start
them
a
at
winning
all.
Streak against the Red Sox tomorrow or on Friday. They're off tomorrow. A good day to be off. They need that. We'll go ahead and regroup.
Yeah.
Take a breather. Think about what you've done.
To get yourself back to neutral Thursday.
As soon as they get, you know, Chaflin or whatever the heck, our guy with the Fu Manchu that looks like he's out of Eastbound and Down, walks into that clubhouse.
Shot in the arm type acquisition.
Chafee's going to walk in there. He's going to say, boys, it's go time. They're going to say, damn right. Here goes Adolis Garcia.
All right.
Home run.
Don't worry about the lefties anymore, guys. Yeah. I got this.
I got you guys. Just go ahead and hit some dong balls for a change.
Mariners and Bo Sox are tied at two here. Bottom of nine in Boston. Two out. And you got old Snyder up at the bat, up at the plate.
Oh, well, if Snyder's up there, they're in danger. Snyder's a hell of a player.
I'm sorry, they got Gonzalez up there.
Snyder?
Not as much. Not as much there. If you got a Gonzalez versus Snyder matchup, that spells doom. The O's have lost their all-star third baseman. Jordan Westberg has a broken hand. That's going to be a big loss there for the Orioles.
Punch a wall?
Yeah, I don't think he hit a wall. I think he got hit by a pitch in the fifth inning. And then I'm having this damn fly. I don't know.
What's up with these flies? You know why?
I pee on the freaking
stuff. He pees on himself and the flies attract.
I pee in the pool. I don't pee on myself, Brian. Okay. Get it correct.
Maybe pooped in his pants.
Hey, you might be into a golden shower every once in a while. Don't project that on all of us.
Whoa, right? Where did that come from? That hostility.
Yeah. Bryce hasn't been into the golden shower.
Don't pick a fight with the bull. You're going to get the horns here, Brian. You watch out over there, old man.
Are bulls big or small? That's all I want to know.
Apparently big, right? The big guy.
I'm just saying that man, you described yourself as a bull.
I did.
Yeah.
Mean one with the tusks and all. This is shocking. The Rays have a new stadium that's been approved.
Bulls have red skin.
Wolchuk's been in a mood, dude. You should have seen how he tore up the parking lot attendant earlier.
That guy, wow, these freaking tryhards over here.
Wow.
It started with the damn situation. We come out, what was it, Sunday?
Saturday,
they have us packed in like sardines. I don't know how they expect anybody to back out of here.
Eric did a great job of backing the van out.
And thank God we had some people that were like, we'll stop and help guide you.
Because we weren't jumping out to help.
No, you guys weren't.
It was ridiculous.
You're leaving me in the trenches taking grenades, you bleep.
Damn right. Well, these guys want you to move about three different times. They're trying to park you, and they don't know what the hell they're doing.
You move forward. Move back. It's like a mom or a wife, like, adjusting the Christmas tree. No, honey, just a little to the left. A little to the right. You're like, dude, I put it in park three times.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Trust me, this parking lot's only going to get about a quarter full.
It's okay. We're fine. Yeah. Well, you ended up moving after I told the guy to go bleep himself.
Did you really?
Wolchuk literally told an Oxnard police officer.
In training?
It was a security.
That's
guy.
What I'm saying. Those kids are like young kids in training.
Yeah, they've been charged up. They're go by the rules guys.
Yeah, well, this guy stinks at his job.
Wolchuk literally told him to go F himself. I was like, wow, man, that sunburn and that hangover are really bringing the worst out of you right now.
He said, we're good, thanks. Go F yourself. But, yeah, the Rays, they can F themselves,
that fly,
too.
That fly
is obsessed with Wolchuk's face.
Yeah, it really wants to come and get some of this aloe vera wherever the heck I'm applying to myself. They've had a $300 million approval for a new stadium.
Who?
Public funding. The Rays.
Oh.
The Rays. Yeah, $300 million. Expected to cost $1.3 billion. Rays owners are going to have to cover $700 million. The rest of it's being funded by the city.
That thing ain't getting built.
I'm surprised they kicked in any, to be honest with you. It just doesn't seem like there's much interest.
Nobody shows up there, and they've had some good teams.
They're not building
anything. Absolutely bizarre.
I don't know if that was aloe vera or on. You know, you've heard of off. I think he put some on.
The opposite. Dude, that off smells disgusting. I could use some off
right now. It's like a no-pest strip.
Trying to just fight through this thing, but this fly can really go up itself, too.
We need to have a serious conversation, an honest one, about just the status of Wolchuk's nose right now, because it feels painful, man. Like, looking at
you,
I feel
for you. He's got, like, he's got Peyton Manning forehead.
Yeah, but it's the nose, isn't it, that hurts most?
The nose, yesterday it was the forehead. Today it is the nose.
Yeah.
The nose
is peeled off
cooking.
At least a couple layers, and that like, the second or third layer is super red.
It's getting better, though. I mean, I can feel it. 2 days ago, it was way worse.
It looks like you face planted on AstroTurf, to be honest.
Hey, maybe I
don't
did.
Look at my knee. It hurts really bad right now.
We won't look at it. It's okay. Jazz Chisholm.
Fell in the park.
Runners on the corner for the Bo Sox.
Oh, let's go. Keep
Rodriguez
us updated on that.
Let's go, Sox.
Let's go. Hope you guys win that game.
Hey, that guy, he's hit like 6 home runs?
Yeah, dude, he's making history right now. So he launched his second home run of the night yesterday against the Phillies, becoming the first player in MLB history to record 2 multi-home run outings in his first 3 games with a new team.
Wow.
So pretty damn impressive there, Jazz Chisholm with the New York Yankees.
That's
maybe
amazing.
He'll be able to jumpstart them.
I mean, he's a pretty spunky personality.
He is.
It makes sense that he would put the Yankee uniform on and then just be the best version of himself. He's a showman. I think he was using Aaron Judge's bat for his first 2 dongs.
He was.
It's incredible. I got a G-Bag Nation. You make the call.
We're
here,
going
boys.
To the 10th. Perfect. Struck out.
Oh!
So we had a guy, Christopher Morel, with the Cubbies.
SEMO.
He ends up getting traded during the game. Like, they call him out to the dugout.
I'm not going.
Hey, man, you're getting traded. And the cameras caught him crying.
Oh.
So he got traded to the Tampa Bay Rays for Esau Paredes.
Yeah,
tough look. So I knew that Dawson would definitely be the one to really probably have most issue with this, because we've talked sports crying before, but is it acceptable, player when traded, going back into his dugout knowing, damn it, I'm saying goodbye to these teammates, to shed a tear?
Yeah, I think if you go into the clubhouse, the cameras aren't around, and you're like trying your best to keep it in so nobody notices, but you're going to miss your guys, you know, I get it. I get it. You know, you make great friendships. And,
it's
you know,
a brotherhood.
Yeah, it's a brotherhood. And maybe it's only happened to you a couple of times, you know, so you're not a full man yet. You get emotional about it. I understand.
You think these were sad tears? These weren't like happy, I'm going to a more winning team tears or anything like that from your gauge?
Where was he traded from? Was
he went to the Rays. So he's going to a team that's selling right now. Paredes ends up going to the Cubs.
Never mind.
So he's going from a team that's in contention. Maybe we can make a wild card to now I know I'm going to a team. But getting a new stadium.
That's definitely worth shedding tears over, though. If you're going to the playoffs and you're excited about that with your guys and now you're going to a crappy team, again, get to the clubhouse. Don't let any cameras
see
Don't let people see you.
I'm kicking myself right now because I meant to ask all these guys here at Cowboys camp, like, when was the last time they sports cried? So we could potentially make fun of them.
Damn it!
We're gonna have to do that.
What are you gonna do? When's the last time you sports cry? Just yesterday. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now I'll start. What a loser!
What an idiot!
What'd you cry about?
P-word. Honestly, if they all don't say that they cried after that Packers game, then I'm actually gonna be a little ticked off because they should have cried after that one. That was embarrassing.
Chuck did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I also peed
my
pants. The Yankees said that they were trying to trade for Jack Flaherty, but they couldn't get his medical approved. He kept failing the medical side of this, but he does end up getting traded anyway.
More like Jack Flaherty.
To the Dodgers. So somehow he fails the Yankees medical deal, but the Dodgers say, okay, it's fine with us. Jack Flaherty gets traded from the Tigers to the Dodgers. They also get Kevin Kiermaier from the Blue Jays. But I guess one team's medical staff, not the same as the other one here.
Wow. So you get a situation where one team's approving the physical.
And the other team's saying no.
Sounds like the Cowboys approving Larry Allen and the Packers not, and getting drafted by the Cowboys.
Yeah, sometimes that pays off for you.
Yeah. It does.
And then other times it's Jalen Smith.
They crushed us with Larry Allen.
Okay, I do want to slide back into the Olympics because I think it's time to honor.
How about that fly?
The amazing.
Is it really bothering you?
Brian, you know what? We're doing freaking radio here. Nobody else can see the damn fly unless they're watching on Twitch and YouTube.
They probably
are. I'm trying
to
be a professional, okay? Jeez.
You see the fly?
You think it's the first
take
time
a page out of my book one time and try and do some freaking Marconi Award-winning radio for a change, Brian.
Jeez, why am I even here running the fan cam?
God. Yeah. Carter, what the hell are you doing here?
You think this is the first time Walchuk smoked
the videos
so
you've
bad
been pumping
that he had
out
flies
of
all around him?
No, this is like a daily occurrence for
come
Brian.
On, Broadus. Act like you've been there before.
I've been wearing the same pair of underwear all week.
Goats go Olympics.
I've been actually meaning to talk to you about that.
Is it starting to smell?
That's probably why the fly's flying around you.
Damn it. No, I've got a new pair for every day, guys. All right, 10,000-calorie diet is what Michael Phelps was eating during his prime.
During
I want to know
day.
If you think, and Eric, you would be the one to ask about this. Do you think you could put this down? Could you put this down? Now, this is the Eric Chiafalo who we went and got ourselves a burger at the Flying Saucer at the airport prior to flying out here. My man looks at me and says, I'm going to McDonald's. Goes and gets himself a double quarter pounder with cheese immediately after at McDonald's. We're talking not even 10 minutes have elapsed between burgers.
I've known two other broadcasters that have done that in my lifetime. Both of them have been over 400 pounds. I've never seen a fit man do the double dinner move.
Heck yeah, baby. Yeah. We're making history here.
And
Walt
you're over
Chuck.
30 now, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. I'm in year 30 right now.
It's impressive.
We'll be rolling him down the hill by the time he's 40.
I'm in my Wanya
Thomas
be
freaking
era.
Epic. All right, breakfast.
Yeah.
Three fried egg sandwiches with cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, fried onions, and mayo.
Obviously. We could all do that to start our day if we wanted to.
You would eat one.
Hold the tomatoes.
Just go
and
ahead.
Onions.
You'd have one.
Empty calories.
Right? You wouldn't eat two. You would. You're saying three.
I could eat three
fried
egg sandwiches to start my day. I could absolutely do that.
I think I'd have to have a lot of variety though. If I'm going to get to 10,000 calories, I can't double up on anything.
All right. Yeah. We got. How about three chocolate chip pancakes?
Okay.
That's
We're all down.
Count me in for that. Yeah.
Is that still breakfast?
This is still breakfast.
Okay. So that's to wash down the three.
But he's already swam like 50 miles before he's done this.
Yeah. We'll also add in. How about a five egg omelet?
Wow, this is
there
still
we go.
Breakfast?
There we go.
This is still breakfast?
Get rid of that fried egg crap he was dealing with. Was
I wouldn't
awful.
Be able to get to that point.
Let me add a couple.
I feel like we got to be close to 4,000 or 5,000 calories already. We haven't even left the breakfast
table. The breakfast. He is definitely loading up heavy when it comes to the breakfast.
This is a singular breakfast.
This all says breakfast. Three sugar-coated slices of French toast.
Come on. Yes.
Wow. After the pancakes?
I could have 15 of those. I feel like we're at 8,000 calories, though.
All right. How about a bowl of grits?
Oh, with shrimp? Yeah. Let's go.
And two cups of coffee.
There you go.
Never
gotta
had one.
Yeah.
Got to keep you regular, right? You don't want to be pooping in the pool.
You get the one cup of coffee first thing when you wake up, second cup of coffee with breakfast.
After you pound down all of whatever that food
when
was.
When does he have the cigarette in there?
All right. Lunch.
No, he was a marijuana guy.
Oh.
Lunch is a half kilogram of pasta.
How much is a half kilogram?
Half kilogram.
Help us, Carter. Half that's, kilogram
that's
of
like,
pasta.
That's like
no
two,
idea.
That's like 2 pounds.
Much, is it? Half kilogram?
It's like a, or a pound?
I mean, look, he was eating so much food, we got to switch to a different metric
system. Are those
system
cocaine bricks from the movies? Is that a full kilo? Think, so about half that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a lot of pasta. Then,
here we go.
All right, two large ham and cheese sandwiches on white bread with mayo.
Okay, I'd be asking for turkey in this particular situation.
No, ham, let's go.
I'll be going turkey.
And then he would also have an energy drink for lunch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, adding an energy
like
drink.
Like a Red Bull?
After his two coffees.
Dinner, we're going a full pound of pasta with sauce.
There you go.
We're also going with a large pizza.
Wow.
Ooh, in his prime?
Another energy drink. And snacks, basically going with whatever he wants any given day.
Wow, this is the first guy who's done these insane calorie deals without doing some kind of shake.
But he would be swimming just 50 miles a day.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
he's
I mean, the guy
pool
is burning an incredible amount of calories. Yes. So he's keeping his metabolisms running. He's definitely got fuel to
that
add.
That seems like a lot of bad like bread and cheese, though, in a large pizza. A
lot of carbs.
And a lot of snacks and candy. Yeah. That's not the ideal like clean fuel diet that I would think of for a guy that won 18 gold.
Well, 27 gold medals.
It's
yeah,
almost, gold. I mean, I'm trying to think how you could get to 10,000 calories in a day without getting super just nasty with it. You know, like reaching 10,000, like being eating clean and getting to 10,000 calories, that's going to be very, very
the
difficult.
The pasta way would be the way to go. Then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. To go on pasta, pizza, you know,
chicken
I mean,
and fish,
pancakes,
maybe a steak.
For sure, but all that's not getting your caloric, like you're hitting your protein numbers heavy, but then it's like, how do we get to 10,000 calories? I'm going to have, sorry guys, I got to have some ice cream.
I need to add in the calorics.
You know?
And then he smoked 2 J's.
Yeah.
That's to eat 10,000 calories.
You know, I can't smoke unless I've eaten.
Yeah.
Or eaten unless I've smoked.
The swimming.
They go hand in hand.
Swimming burns it a ton, and then being in cold water a lot also is like a calorie burning kind of activity.
Really?
So I know there was one of those years in the Olympics they were in colder waters and he had to eat even more than usual because of the cold waters he was burning more calories.
Why
than
do they
usual.
Do the cold water trick?
What do you mean?
I mean, why do they make him swim in cold water?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that they're necessarily making them swim in cold water, but some waters are just colder than others, and the colder it is, the more calories you're burning.
There's got to be a reason why they put them in cold water. Got
to
be.
I think it had to do with whatever location the Olympics were one of those years. The waters were just innately colder.
Chilly waters.
I don't know if they did that purposefully, but you do burn more calories in the cold. How about that?
Thank you, Walt Chuck.
Hey, it's my pleasure, man.
Carl Lawson's going to come work out for the Cowboys
Perfect.
Here
Let's
on
go.
Thursday.
Insider report here from Broadus. Carl Lawson, the former Bengal, right?
Yes. And Jet.
Out of Auburn, maybe? Okay.
He was at Auburn.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on the fan. See, I listen when you guys are doing your draft stuff.
You know
year.
What's going on, baby. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we return, it is time for the C-Note. The Cowboys news of the evening is coming up next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back, Nation. This segment here, the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is hurt in an accident and it is not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. From our panel here, if you guys have any of your main takeaways from practice today, I'll accept those. So have a pretty good list we can get through here. And if you have any questions on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line, go ahead and fire those in for our guys right now. The stories from the sidelines that went viral actually reversed today, and that was fan attendance. And they had a great day in the fan attendance department, as a number of them being very vocal. The optics of it looked great. We'll see if they can follow up on that over the next couple of days. I wonder if it's the difference of a Mike McCarthy and Jason Garrett practice, like people that have shown up in the past are like, man, they don't do much, you know, and the simulated games, which are even worse than an actual walkthrough, I think could
that's
maybe
tomorrow.
Sour fans.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be critical, but that Saturday you had that opening day ceremony out here and then they did the mock game.
Yeah.
That'd been kind of a good day to practice your team and then have the mock game on Sunday or something like that. But you know, hey, he's running his show for a reason. They are being more competitive, but I felt like that the biggest crowd you had to walk through practice. That seemed kind of a little bit odd to me.
You know, and I feel like every time that happens over the last couple of years, maybe there's a number of people that decide I don't want to come back. And nothing against the way Mike McCarthy does stuff. You know, I think that's probably what I would want to have happen is less activity, less chances to get hurt, and him achieving unprecedented consistency post Jimmy Johnson when it comes to wins over a three-year period, I would say proof's in the pudding. So do what you do there, Mike. Now, the other thing is I see a lot of people on social like kind of getting triggered by this and trying to clap back at media for pointing out this story, right, that the fans are less. Make no mistake, I am not trying to be critical or negative about the Cowboys in any way. I think this is freaking awesome. Because this is the development that you need. This is speaking the Jones language. Low attendance, low fan sentiment, that's what will get them to change. And if you want a different front office, then you want to like open up your social media and see the media reporting, hey, fan apathy is high. That's exactly what the Joneses need. Nothing else will change. You know, we can talk about the last three decades of how disappointing it is and why would you support this football team. They're laughing all the way to the bank every year. You hear the media talking about it, but there's no follow-through from the fan base. This is the first time we got that, guy. So this is a positive. I'm joyful as I bring this news to you.
Well, and it's not just a media-driven deal. Zeke spoke to reporters after the game or after practice today, and they asked, how are things now compared to when you were coming here before? And he did say, well, there's a little bit fewer fans out here, a little bit lighter. So, I mean, the players have noticed as well. I think anybody that's come out here has noticed, okay, the crowds just aren't as big.
Yeah. And it's understandable. I totally get it. And I wonder how much just the economy and trying to get out here and if you have to get a hotel or whatever, how much that impacts things. But I also wonder how much the lack of attendance from fans at camp will translate into lack of attendance on a Cowboy game day, lack of ratings or something, because that's when it becomes the real nightmare for Jerry Jones. Now you're really talking his language.
And they're never going to have an issue, in my opinion, when it comes to selling tickets at AT&T. Because if Cowboy fans don't want them, we've seen it's a destination venue for road teams.
Yeah.
If road fans will buy up the tickets.
Yeah.
It's got to, I think, be in the TV ratings.
Right.
You know, and a couple of other metrics I'm sure they look at. Merchandising, other ways of, you know, gauging that fan interest level. Brian, before we get to some of the highlights here from Cowboys Twitter, was there a player or an individual to you that stood out?
No, I think that go ahead and get in what you all got right. to, and man, and we'll circle back on this. But it was funny when you were talking about this. I was on the platform in the end zone, and I heard two ladies walk by, and one of the ladies goes, "Oh, they're just going to break our hearts again," you know. And the other lady says, "It doesn't matter," you know. But that's the one lady
they
was
were talking about their husbands.
Well, they were talking about the team. Yeah, they're talking about the team, and they're like, yeah, they're just going to break our hearts again. And the one of the ladies say, but that doesn't matter.
It's going to be a good time anyway. Yeah.
See, that's
being around the Cowboys is fun. Yeah.
But they just they're talking about the team.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, and maybe they're talking about the crowd and stuff, but they were walking behind me on the platform in the end zone, and the one lady, and then I just kind of looked at her and just smiled because she said, they're going to break our hearts, but it doesn't matter. That means there's just still, there's going to be fans.
Yeah.
We just haven't seen as many of them as we have in the past.
Fans don't want to get burned again.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to be wrong about this football team. I think you're starting to come up on a short supply of fans that are willing to stand for this organization and be like, no, we should believe in them. And, you know, it's going to be really interesting how that story continues to play out because, like I said last night, there are tipping points for organizations where suddenly a big portion of the fan base changes their mind. And you can't exactly, you know, predict when that's going to happen. But when it does, it can be very profound. And, you know, I think bad TV ratings, lack of interest, you know, those are the things that would either make Jerry and Steven turn over the front office or more likely is just go all in, to actually go all in trying to put together a Super Bowl team because, you know, we've gone three decades now where the idea and the brand is still so strong that it's an amazing thing to participate in as a North Texas sports fan. But I don't know how many more years it goes on. And I would be concerned right now if I'm in that organization that maybe we're starting to lose the hold. Right now, the people that grew up watching this team dominate like I did, you know, in the early to mid-90s, we're now coming up on the top end of that adult demographic, 25 to 54. You know, we're about to go past our prime earning years over the next decade and closer to retirement. Can you expect our kids to carry that baton because, you know, you make the playoffs or you win 12 games 3 years in a row? Hell no. There is an end. Okay, Mozzie Smith fighting double teams. What are we looking for on these plays? Because I see Mozzie Smith, like, turned around, but I guess in some ways just being in that gap and being so big that you're not being totally moved out of the way or thrown on the ground is kind of a win. What are we looking for here in double team situations from your one technique, Brian?
I think that the one thing that they're trying to work with him every day, and I go down and watch those drills every single day that the defensive line works. I start down there and then work my way up the field. And the coaches are really trying very hard. Mozzie's been bad in a couple of areas, and they harp on this quite a bit. At times when he takes on double teams, he's a one-legged football player. His foot comes up. It's something that happens to him. When he takes on blocks, his foot, his right foot raises to kind of like fight it. And so they're like, no, keep both your feet on the ground. Keep play, sit base, and then fight with both feet on your ground. When he's one-legged, they could turn him, they could tilt him, they can move it. You know, you can't play football. You're on one leg, you just can't do it. And they're really trying hard to get him to play more square. Another problem he's having is, and Jeff Seguina, the line coach, it's like, Mozzie, damn it. We work on this every day. Hands up. Hands up. Hands up. Not hands out. Hands up. You know, and that's what's, you know, going on right now, is that they're trying their – you watch the other ones go through. You watch a – hell, you watch Carl Davis. You watch Rodgers. You watch – you know, you watch the other defensive tackles, and they're like, good, good. You know, you see hands up. And that's when I say hands up.
I mean, is he uncoachable? It sounds like you're describing a total bust. What are we even doing with him out here?
There is a time where they are trying so hard to get him to play the way that they want to play. And he's struggling with that. And I know we'll see video clips and, oh, we're holding up the point of attack. They ran one of the touchdown runs that they had down in the red zone. I was just going through my notes because you asked me, oh, there was a touchdown run that the offense had where Mozzie and Golston were the one and the three, and they got knocked out of there, and the ball went right behind where they were. And, you know, it was a touchdown run. It was a clean run.
I think investing more time or snaps in this guy is only going to get you beat.
They are really trying.
About 35 days.
You know, but you see, like, I'm watching Ron. I went down there. I made it again a point. While they were doing pass work, the receivers and quarterbacks were throwing it one into the field. I went and watched the young guys work on one-on-one pass rush drills. So I'm watching Guyton and BB and Roger. I'm watching all these guys work against each other. And my man Roger, he is throwing like arm over, rip, trying to get rid of hands. And I'm going, okay. And then you watch him, he's getting up the field. Like, it's pass rushing. And with Mozzie, he gets caught. You know, and I mean, if I'm watching a seventh round kid from Auburn throw more technique and, you know, try and separate himself, well, I think Mozzie, like I say, he's a really strong guy, and he gets away with a lot of it because of his strength. But they're asking him to do stuff, and he's just not been able to respond in a way that, you know, but he will do a drill, and like the others will get ready to jump in, and it's like, no. The coach is like, no. And they'll do it like five times in a row.
Yeah.
Like they will, it's like, yeah. It's like others are trying to get in. And Seguina is like, again, come on, again. You know, they're trying to, like, and they're, I'll tell you what, they're either going to make the kid be better or he's going to quit.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what's about to happen. Right.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and this organization has been snake bit at that position, at the big nose tackle, really post Jay Ratliff. Have they had anybody? I don't know if they lost their eye for it when they went away from pretty much having any player that had those traits, you know, in the Rod Marinelli years. But this is the biggest fail by far. And, you know, I from just my naked eye, it's interesting to hear you say that and be even more critical. It just looks like he's whipped and has given up on a lot of these reps.
He looks beat down.
Yeah.
Because nothing is going right for him right now.
Okay.
It's a constant fight because it's like your hands up, hands, not outside. Up.
Seen more improvement from that seventh round pick Justin Rogers in a week of practice than I've seen from Mozzie and now going on year two.
Yeah, that's saying a God lot. Dang, Carl Davis.
Yeah, Davis, you know,
I mean,
has shown
Carl
a little
Davis
bit of pop.
Has shown up some stuff. And you know, so, I mean, it's, hey, is it good enough to, you're probably going to have to need better. I mean, it's probably going to take them going out and getting Linville Joseph or somebody like that.
Okay,
to make this better. Because Hankins not being here.
Yeah.
You lost your safety net.
There's the safety net's gone.
Yeah. I like the idea of Joseph a lot. Maybe more.
And he's not as good as Hankins, I don't believe. Yeah.
Okay, a big positive from today was the greatness of the passing game. This is all happening without CeeDee Lamb. Put that in context. What'd you think about how good Dak is? Are we about to see the best version of number four?
It's going to be tough for him to be better than he was a year ago. But now the elevation would be, can you do it against the better teams? Right, last year it was, all right, you're beating up on your division. He's great at doing that. He's 21-2 inside of the NFC East since 2021. But you're 18-12 against the rest of the NFL. So I guess can you now go ahead and take this into when we're playing against Baltimore, you know, and Cleveland, who's got a good defense, how are you looking against the better defenses? But today, without your best wide receiver, I thought Cooks had a great day. I thought Jalen Tolbert made some really nice
Cooks
catches.
Showed up today.
He did. And the route running was there. Brooks had a couple of really nice catches in traffic. I thought the two tight ends were good again when it came to Schoonmaker, had a nice catch over the middle for a touchdown. Stevens continues to shine for me. Ferguson was pretty good. So, I mean, that tight end group is a pretty deep one right now. But yeah. Billy Johnson, I mean, and he might just be, hey, that's your star of Oxnard right there, like we've seen in years past. But he continues to flash every day.
I think it was a little bit of a struggle for Dak in the mojo moment there where they had the two-point plays. I think they were 4-1.
Which was right at the beginning of practice.
Yeah, there was
Todd Archer had it as a 3-2 defensive win.
They went 3-2 because they had that line of scrimmage, and they gave that to the offense.
Clark makes a stop at the line there, and they gave it to him.
I thought it was a stop, right?
I did, too. Right, I completely thought it was a stop, too. But I'm saying this, though. There were a couple of times where he tried to force the ball to the – not force, but throw the ball to the corner on the move, and Bland knocked one down. I mean, the pass –
Donovan Wilson.
Yeah, their passes weren't as clean in the mojo moment down there than it was like in the other goal line periods and the 2-minute period.
And Jordan Lewis had a big day today as well.
Yeah,
he had a couple of really nice plays. So salute to him for that.
I mean, corner might be one of your strongest groups, especially if Diggs can come back.
There is like the linebackers and the corners, I think, are when you start to look at this defense, I think, and the safeties are showing up well at times. But I'm going to say this. This linebacker room, and maybe it's because the bar was so low because of what they were doing last year, because they went big nickel, or excuse me, they went big dime, really, is what they did, and they went short at linebacker. And so they said, no, we're not going to let that happen to us. You know, it looks like Clark looks like a different player out there. He looks like a different player. Leah Fowl, in the 9-on-7 period with the run period, He beat T.J. Bass. T.J. Bass is trying to get him, and he steps up and 35, boop, right around him, and next thing you know, it's a tackle for the loss. So, you know, yeah, it's T.J. Bass, but T.J. Bass, I mean, he was playing for Zach Martin because Zach Martin was getting a veteran
just
day.
Starting quality offensive lineman. And anytime Overshone's in the game, Overshone's making a play. Yeah. I mean, especially against the run. Now, he's getting limited snaps. He was on this morning with Sean and RJ, but Overshone looks like he's picked up where he left off.
Yeah,
and looks like they got four good linebackers.
Willie Harvey's making plays.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the receivers and the linebackers were big question marks coming in. I think both of those position groups have exceeded expectations.
Yeah. All right, appreciate that camp report there. The C-Note here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll do it most evenings with you as our coverage continues. A full 5 hours tomorrow and then 4.5 on Friday. We're back to with the Get Right tonight's configuration. You're looking at Reggie and Fred coming up next. Here's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. Well, thanks, buddy. Chris Strong in for Lucius Alexander today. Alec Medford will be back tomorrow. Send Lucius some love on social. Let him know that he is missed, and you can't wait for his triumphant return to the Pimp Cup here. Okay. We got the Get Right coming up here in tonight's configuration. Reggie and Fred, and gentlemen, good evening to you. How the heck are you?
Yo, doing well, fellas. How are y'all doing out there?
Howdy, gents.
Man, we're doing good. You know, obviously the Rangers could have improved our spirits a little bit, but it was a good Cowboys practice out here today. I want to take the opportunity to ask you guys about the Olympics, though, and how much you're enjoying this so far.
I live in a place where I made sure to have 3 television sets in my living room, and they are getting good use. I'm trying to engorge myself with as much Olympic media as possible. Wow. So, I'm watching a lot of things.
Quite
there.
Exciting.
Yeah, man. It's very fun.
Fred, can you match that? Can you do that?
Look, anybody that's engorging themselves on Olympic coverage is doing far more than I am.
Correct.
But, I mean, look, who's not excited about U.S. Olympic rugby? And all what the ladies are doing. I mean, come on. Yes. Coming out of nowhere yesterday, huh?
I was going to ask you about, is it Alona Mar? Is that how you say it? You seen the gal? The big gal with the lipstick? Probably going about 215 pounds.
Double cheeked up.
Yeah, she's a bowling ball.
Turfing young ladies.
Okay, did you guys see the video where there's like an assist where like the girl lifts her teammate up over her and she catches
that balance. You
catch that backflip deal?
Yeah. That was the Aussie team,
does,
wasn't it?
But then she pulls her back.
That was legendary.
Yeah, that was wild. They weren't killing it in that regard. But yeah, that was kind of wild. You talked about Alona Mar. I'm pretty sure that she's getting pretty big on social media as well. showing a little bit of the you know, inside track of what they're what those ladies are going and
she's
doing.
Blowing up TikTok.
Yeah, man.
I think she I think she could dominate some men's college rugby games. That's how big and strong she is. But the gal who was nearly inverted, did anybody else detect maybe she's going commando out there?
Oh, really?
Oh, I was not checking for such things. My bad. I didn't realize.
More aerodynamic that way.
I wasn't checking for it myself, Reg, but I saw somebody notate it.
Mm.
And they're like, hey, what's missing here from this picture? And I was like, you know, I don't know. Let me go watch this another 12 or 15 times. And
what was your takeaway after the 15th time?
I mean, if there was undecided underwear, it was like very bikini style and very discreet.
Like made by Nike and Fanatics, like it just wasn't very sufficient.
It definitely wasn't like those compression undershorts or anything like that going on in there.
Let me get those discreet undies. You guys got those discreet ones there?
Yeah, right? you got the no-shows?
Let me get those.
I didn't know that rugby gals were, you know, so punk rock like that, but I definitely support it.
Yeah, I have heard that some of the ladies that are active, particularly like if we get into the gym type situation in order to avoid lines, sometimes just like, look, man, do we really need that extra layer?
They're a different breed anyway, aren't they? I mean, rugby ladies?
Players,
yeah,
women.
I mean, come on, let's call
just rugby players in general.
I was gonna say,
rugby players, yes.
Yeah,
I went to a rugby party. My buddy was playing for Western Washington University.
I'm sorry, did you say rugby party?
Yeah, rugby party.
Oh, is this a party with rugby folks, or is this like a rugby-themed party? I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah, Dawson was out in the front, like spinning it around as a hooker.
He was a prop.
He was a hooker.
So the rugby team, after every game, they had a party.
Gotcha, okay.
If you scored your first whatever, I don't know what they call that.
Try?
Is that a try? A goal?
It's a touchdown. Yeah, try.
A test?
It's a bleeping field goal.
It's a touchdown.
They would strip you of all your clothes, and you'd have to run through the party.
Mm. How is that a celebration?
I don't understand. Before you got back.
See, that's why you don't wear underwear in that situation right
now
there.
It makes sense.
You got all that,
You know, it all just it came into focus there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you were helicoptering around that party?
I did not play.
Oh, okay.
There's the surprise of the show.
Yeah, I feel like we're disincentivizing scoring at that point. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. It depends on how you look at it.
Fair
you
enough.
Know, maybe a good way to get a date or not.
What's the real quick? What is the party scene like at Western Washington? Is it kind of like the Appalachian State of the Pacific or what?
It's not rager style.
Okay. Bunch of Dawson's walking around.
It's smart kids, you know.
And you,
bunch of Steve Jobs, basically, is what you're saying.
I don't even know if I could get in there to be honest.
Very
with
messy
with my GPA. What do you guys have to promote for the show tonight?
Filled out of four schools to get here.
Five, Brian.
Five.
And I forgot
San Diego Surfing College you went to.
I was holding at least a 1.5 GPA in all five of those institutions of higher learning.
You're a great picture of perseverance.
That's right.
And failure.
Yeah. I recognize an opportunity.
Well, you do a good job.
You're freaking out of here.
You serve as a bad example better than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'll tell your kids college is a waste of time and money. You know, you can figure out just about anything.
Fred might be losing it right now. I think he's choking. So you guys have definitely done a fantastic program as far as we've heard.
Wow.
Right on. My bad for that, Fred.
No, hey, look, I'm thoroughly impressed. You're kind of like the Ray Kroc of radio. Perseverance. That's what got him through.
Kroc with an R, right? Hell, I didn't even have YouTube.
Kroc is with a K, I believe. Oh, yeah.
Imagine how easy this would be.
It's Kroc with a K. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All hard K there.
Here comes the get right. Fred and Reggie, they're going to rock the house here, 7 to 11. Thanks so much to your guy Chris Strong there in the Pimp Cup at Master Control there, 75 and 52. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Ruben Portillo and Tim Collins remote producing here on site, tennis courts, Oxnard, California. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson, and until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation at ease. Well, thanks, buddy. Chris Strong in for Lucius Alexander today. Alec Medford will be back tomorrow. Send Lucius some love on social. Let him know that he is missed, and you can't wait for his triumphant return to the Pimp Cup here. Okay. We got the Get Right coming up here in tonight's configuration. Reggie and Fred, and gentlemen, good evening to you. How the heck are you?
Yo, doing well, fellas. How are y'all doing out there?
Howdy, gents.
Man, we're doing good. You know, obviously the Rangers could have improved our spirits a little bit, but it was a good Cowboys practice out here today. I want to take the opportunity to ask you guys about the Olympics, though, and how much you're enjoying this so far.
I live in a place where I made sure to have three television sets in my living room, and they are getting good use. I'm trying to engorge myself with as much Olympic media as possible. Wow. So, I'm watching a lot of things.
Quite exciting.
Yeah, man. It's very fun.
Fred, can you match that? Can you do that?
Look, anybody that's engorging themselves on Olympic coverage is doing far more than I am.
Correct.
But, I mean, look, who's not excited about U.S. Olympic rugby? And all what the ladies are doing. I mean, come on. Yes. Coming out of nowhere yesterday, huh?
I was going to ask you about, is it Alona Mar? Is that how you say it? You seen the gal? The big gal with the lipstick? Probably going about 215 pounds.
Double cheeked up.
Yeah, she's a bowling ball.
Turfing young ladies.
Okay, did you guys see the video where there's like an assist where like the girl lifts her teammate up over her and she
catches you just
backflip deal?
Yeah. That was the Aussie team, wasn't it?
But then she pulls her back.
Yeah, that was legendary.
Yeah, that was wild. That was wild. They weren't killing it in that regard. But yeah, that was kind of wild. You talked about Alona Mar. I'm pretty sure that she's getting pretty big on social media as well. Showing a little bit of the inside track of what those ladies are going and
she's
doing.
Blowing up TikTok.
Yeah, man.
I think she could dominate some men's college rugby games. That's how big and strong she is. But the gal who was nearly inverted, did anybody else detect maybe she's going commando out there?
Oh, really?
Oh, I was not checking for such things. My bad. I didn't realize.
More aerodynamic that way.
I wasn't checking for it myself, Reg, but I saw somebody notate it.
Mm.
And they're like, hey, what's missing here from this picture? And I was like, you know, I don't know. Let me go watch this another 12 or 15 times. And
what was your takeaway after the 15th time?
I mean, if there was undecided underwear, it was like very bikini style and very discreet.
Like made by Nike and Fanatics, like it just wasn't very sufficient.
It definitely wasn't like those compression undershorts or anything like that going on in there.
Let me get those discreet undies. You guys got those discreet ones there?
Yeah, you got the no-shows?
Let me get those.
The invisible. I didn't know that rugby gals were, you know, so punk rock like that, but I definitely support it.
Yeah, I have heard that some of the ladies that are active, particularly like if we get into the gym type situation in order to avoid lines, sometimes it's just like, look, man, do we really need that extra layer?
They're a different breed anyway, aren't they? I mean, can we all rugby ladies?
Players?
Yeah,
women?
I mean, come on, let's call
just rugby players in general.
I was going to say
rugby players. Yes.
Yeah.
I went to a rugby party. My buddy was playing for Western Washington University.
I'm sorry, did you say rugby party?
Yeah, rugby party.
Oh, is this a party with rugby folks, or is this like a rugby themed party? I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah, Dawson was out in the front, like spinning it around as a hooker.
He was a prop.
He was a hooker.
So the rugby team, after every game, they had a party.
Gotcha, okay.
If you scored your first whatever, I don't know what they call that.
Try?
Is that a try? A goal?
It's a touchdown. Yeah, try.
A test?
It's a bleeping field goal.
It's a touchdown. They would strip you of all your clothes, and you'd have to run through the party.
Mm. How is that a celebration?
I don't understand. Before you got back.
See, that's why you don't wear underwear in that situation right
now
there.
Now it makes sense.
It came into focus there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you were helicoptering around that party?
I did not play.
Oh, okay.
There's the surprise of the show.
Yeah, I feel like we're disincentivizing scoring at that point. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. It depends on how you look at it.
Fair
you
enough.
Know, maybe a good way to get a date or not. But,
what's the real quick? What is the party scene like at Western Washington? Is it kind of like the Appalachian State of the Pacific or what?
It's not Rager style.
Bunch of Dawson's walking around.
It's smart kids, you know.
And you,
bunch of Steve Jobs, basically, is what you're saying.
I don't even know if I could get in there to be honest.
Very
with
messy
with my GPA. What do you guys have to promote for the show tonight?
Filled out of four schools to get here.
I forgot
San Diego Surfing College
I was holding at least a 1.5 GPA in all five of those institutions of higher learning.
You're a great picture of perseverance.
That's right.
And failure.
Yeah, I recognize an opportunity.
Well, you do a good job.
You
serve as a bad example better than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'll tell your kids college is a waste of time and money. You know, you can figure out just about anything.
Fred might be losing it right now. I think he's choking. So you guys have definitely done a fantastic program as far as we've heard.
Wow.
Right on. My bad for that, Fred.
No, hey, look, I'm thoroughly impressed. You're kind of like the Ray Kroc of radio. Perseverance. That's what got him through.
It was Kroc with an R, right? Hell, I didn't even have YouTube.
Kroc is with a K, I believe. Oh, yeah. Got you.
It's Kroc with a K.
Yeah.
Hard K there.
Here comes the game.
All right.
Fred and Reggie. They're going to rock the house here, 7 to 11. Thanks so much to your guy Chris Strong there in the Pimp Cup at Master Control there, 75 and Fitzhugh. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Ruben Portillo and Tim Collins remote producing here on site, Tennis Courts, Oxnard, California. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson, and until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation at ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.